Allah.
Hazrat Buraida Aslami, he also heard that there is a price on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever brings him back. So he traveled with 70 of his tribesmen. 70 of them went out in search for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they found the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then as soon as he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mind completely changed. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had asked him some questions. For example, he said, first, man anta? He replied, ana Buraida. That my name is Buraida. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, which tribe are you from? So the place he's from is Aslam. He's known as Buraida Aslami. Which tribe are you from? He says, I'm from the Banu Saham. He was from the Banu Saham tribe. And just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking to him, and with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, automatically Buraida Aslami, who came out to mazala attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to capture Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he accepted Islam. He accepted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be a true messenger. And then what's mentioned is beautiful. He says, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah." He testifies, "Wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh." He says, "I bear witness there is no God other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the messenger of Allah." فَأَسْلَمَ بُرَيْدَ وَأَسْلَمَ مَنْ كَانَ مَعَهُ جَمِيعًا. Buraida, he himself accepts Islam, and everybody who was with him, all 70 people, they also accepted Islam. He says that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not enter Medina except with us, allow us to welcome you to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara." So what do? They welcome the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Al-Madinah. How did they welcome him? They go off and the spears, the lances they had with them, they took these out. They took off, now it was general for Muslims, non-Muslims, whoever may have been, for the Quraysh generally or the Arabs generally, they would wear their imam. So they themselves together, Madinah of Madinah, they would take off their imamah, whatever they were wearing, and they would use the imamah cloth to hang on top of the spear. So then this would look like a flag. So you have the pole, or you have the spear, as well as the imamah, the cloth. This was then made into a flag. And he said that holding these up, they invited Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. This is how they welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Allah, Allah.